Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Krigler Show. It always has, always will be the Krigler Show. It is Friday, and this Friday only, we have the one, the only, Frank in the house.
What's going on? How's everybody doing?
It's good. You good? I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man.
You're good?
It's been a good day.
Man, what a good day.
It's a beautiful day outside.
It's beautiful outside. Yeah. We woke up.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
We're alive.
Look at this.
That's pretty great.
I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep it going.
I got to hang out with my homie.
Give me one more.
What, I don't know. And how good
it
is?
One more. Yeah, just pick one more.
The flowers smell really good today.
They did.
You know?
Great job.
I saw my wife smiling.
Hey, look at you. That's two more.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're doing good.
Well, that one was pretty good.
It was.
My mind was like, don't forget that one.
I'm saying.
Because, I don't know, I'm just one of those things.
Preach.
I got some Octomore to drink.
Hey.
A gift from one of my homies.
There you go.
That's you I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. And you got to have some Pappy.
Ooh.
We'll have some Pappy later.
It was delicious.
Well, you'll have some Pappy.
It was delicious.
I'm going to have some of this Octomore because that is just delicious.
There you go, man.
We're, of course, talking about whiskey. Anyway, how are you guys doing? How is chat doing today? You know, we had some craziness in chat yesterday, and it seems to be resolved. I'm glad to see you back, Turk. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. I appreciate you all. We're going to be talking about energy weapons. Now, you brought me this a couple days ago. You were like, dude, check this out. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. And I forgot about it. And you reminded me. You're like, maybe we could talk about that. I was like, yes. Directed energy weapons. It's a thing. And it's now affecting CIA agents that are being targeted, oddly enough. Just right. CIA agents.
Mostly.
Actually, it's mostly. So not
130.
So we're going to talk about that. That's pretty interesting. Then we're going to talk about this new fossil find in California. They found a bunch of mastodons. They found an ancient forest. They found fossils of a crazy huge 400-pound salmon with teeth from like 9 million to 15 million years ago that I guess used to roam the Pacific Ocean. Really cool find. So we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to be talking about Highlander.
Dude.
Did you watch Highlander?
Excite.
I didn't tell you anything about it.
No. Yeah, I didn't want to hear anything.
I haven't told him the stuff, the news that I've found, but I will tell. I will say, a new Highlander is being made. Okay, a revamp of the Highlander series, and of all the woke BS that we deal with, I'm actually excited about this because of what I've learned.
I'm excited.
Okay, so I'm not going to say anything now. I'm going to wait until we start talking about that later.
Nice.
But I'm very excited. And then, of course, it is Friday, meaning I will be jamming a few songs at the end of the show.
Awesome.
You know how I do. But before we do, please, if you haven't yet, please, if you're on Instagram, please go like, this is not Krigler Coffee. This is this is my Instagram page. But check this out. Krigler Coffee, please go. Don't worry about my Instagram. Go check out Krigler Coffee. I'm trying to get it to 1,000.
Okay. Why don't you say the funny things that I just saw and you clicked that one?
Oh, this
you clicked on one, and I was just like, "This is hilarious!" Like the stuff.
Y'all got
that
any
you guys
more of that Krigler Coffee?
Itching his neck.
Y'all got any more? As I'm over here, like I got some Krigler Coffee.
Drinking it right.
Mm. I do love me some Krigler coffee. It's good. You had some this morning. What'd
amazing.
You think?
It's amazing.
Good coffee, right?
Every time.
Actually, you were here when I was taste testing the coffees before I even announced that Krigler. And you got an original bag of the test beans.
Yeah.
They were Adam Krigler beans at the time.
The OG,
It just said my name. They just sent me a bunch of bags with just Adam Krigler on the cover. I'm like, this is kind of cool.
Yeah,
like, these bags are my bags. Like, I bestow unto you a bag of my magic beans.
So good.
Something you've been waiting for your entire life, isn't it?
It is.
A bag of
it
my
is.
Magic
a
beans.
A bag of your beans. Yeah.
Rarely does one get to gift magic beans to a friend of theirs. I had the pleasure. I also gifted some of those original magic beans to my father.
Hey.
That's right, Dad. You got some of the... I know that. Actually, he got two bags.
Ooh.
I know. I spoiled him.
You got to.
But he spoiled me.
There you
so,
go.
So, you know, I'm trying to return the favor. Shout out to my dad. What's up, Dad? Anyway, let's get into it. We're going to talk about energy weapons first. Where did you find this? Where did you first see this story?
I think it was... it ended up just being a rabbit hole. Just like one of
really?
Those rabbit hole finds.
How far deep did you go into the rabbit hole?
With this, I didn't. This was like at the end of the rabbit hole, and it took a sharp turn.
So it almost led you here.
It led me to this.
What is this?
Right.
Okay. So check this out. Here's this story. Over 130 U.S. personnel injured in directed energy attacks. All right. At least 130, including spies, diplomats, and soldiers, have suffered brain damage and other significant injuries as a result of suspected directed energy attacks, according to a report. The number, reported by the New York Times on Wednesday, is more than double the 60 confirmed cases previously known and does not include the total number of injured. The number of the cases specifically within the CIA, State Department, Defense Department, and elsewhere, according to the paper, caused considerable unease within the Biden administration. I mean, rightfully so.
Yeah.
I would hope that they get a little uneasy if they're getting attacked by some sort of energy weapon, you know?
Insane.
Insanity. All right. The cases were originally only believed to have occurred in China and Cuba, but the new total adds occurrences in Europe and elsewhere in Asia and also in Russia, which is surprising that they didn't mention this here, because in another report, the one that you actually sent me, it's a video. I can't really show videos,
right?
But in that report, they were talking about how a lot of it's originating from Russia, but they don't really add this. Directed energy weapons as lasers use lasers, microwaves, and particle beams to hit their target. At least three CIA officers have reported alarming incidents since December, with all undergoing outpatient treatment as a result. In one 2019 case, the outlet reported a military officer driving with his 2-year-old son while serving overseas became overcome with nausea and headaches after pulling over at an intersection. The young boy also began crying in the back seat. I would too. After driving away, the pain stopped and the child ceased crying. Both were treated by the U.S. government afterwards. Reached by comment by the Times, a spokeswoman for the Office of the Director of National Intelligence said, quote, "As of now, we have no definitive information about the cause of these incidents, and it is premature and irresponsible to speculate." Although that right there is interesting, because in the video, which is actually a news segment clip,
right,
I believe from Fox News.
Correct.
They absolutely were speculating that it was Russia.
I would say that was half of what they were
talking
about.
I mean, it's a 2-minute long. They did like a mini segment. I don't know if it was Hannity or someone on Fox News basically was talking about it. And they were like, we're going to go to this expert. And they were like, it looks like to be the Russians, and Putin's not denying it, but we can't actually find any weapons anyway. And it's like, wait, but how do you know that it's Russia if you can't find anything anyway, that you're just making an assumption? So as of right now, no definitive information. So it is premature and irresponsible to speculate. Did you hear that, Fox News? Premature and irresponsible. All right. A White House spokesperson did not immediately respond to the Post's request for comment. A political report earlier this week alleged that U.S. officials suspect Russia's top foreign intelligence agency of being behind suspected attacks against American government personnel. In fact, a former CIA, not the head of the CIA, but it was a head of, I think, like the European department of the CIA, was visiting Moscow and was walking through the streets and suddenly became overwhelmed with the same kind of nausea and dizziness. And he said he left the area and immediately felt better. And it happened multiple times while he was there. And he's like, I think I was definitely being hit by an energy weapon of some sort.
The thing that's popping into my head when I'm hearing this is that sounds a lot more like, when I was reading these, hearing these, it brings to mind like almost like a gun, if you will, like something that's going to shoot this.
Yeah.
Both of these last two accounts that we were just talking about, though, sound very like stationary.
Yeah.
Like the car on the side of the road, like when they were in that area. But
yeah.
Then when they left that area.
Yeah, it felt better.
It was done.
Or they were in a line of sight of the person with
there you go.
Said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I, for lack of a better word, energy weapon.
Right.
Right. I mean, now they've confirmed that they have energy weapons that can shoot drones down.
Right.
That they can see a drone flying in there, not like a drone, you know, Air Force drone, but like, you know, a small, you know, drone that's like surveillance drone, a little mini thing that they could shoot them out in the, out of the sky. In fact, there's a video of like 7 or 8 of them kind of flying in a wide pattern, at least, you know, an acre wide. And they're like, watch this. And we turned it on and they all were just like, boop, and all fell down.
Huh.
So they can knock drones out of the sky. And I mean, they run on Wi-Fi and, you know, self-signal, I'm assuming, to connect with whatever device is flying them. They run on electricity. So if you could short out the electricity of a drone right. with an energy weapon, and these people, I mean, we're basically batteries. You know, our heart is a freaking engine that keeps pumping for us. And you cause electrical disturbances in the human body, what is going to happen? You're going to get headaches. You're going to have
right.
nausea and all these things, that which seems to be the case of what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if they can knock drones out of the sky, they can manipulate us and our waves.
A big thing that it was bringing up for me as well is, why are they telling us this?
That's a good question.
Like, I haven't been able to tap into that. So I watch you faithfully. And
thank you.
So, like,
thank you.
In comments and anything, if you guys have anything, like, let us, if you have an article,
yeah.
let me know. Because I'm trying to figure out, like, what is, if you're showing me this, then I really want to know, like, what are you really?
Yeah, that's like, a good point. Because, like, if we're being told this,
why are we, because it's not just random people. It's
you
not,
know that they drop us information right. on purpose. It's the media.
Right.
They want to set up a narrative. They're trying to, what are they trying to do? Slowly, finally be like, so these energy weapons that we've been telling you about for a couple months now, turns out that's going to be the main weapon of choice in World right. War III.
Right. Is it like normalization?
Right.
Or is it, because I was thinking, like, if this happened to a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in the movie theater
just started puking.
Oh, man, just super sick. And I don't get what's happening. And let's say they did decide to say, hey, we do think it is this. That would almost make sense. But the fact that they're every single person that they're listing is like 30 CIA officers and da-da-da. It's
the
like,
Defense Department. What? It's like, what is going on here?
Kind of seems like you shouldn't be talking about that.
Yeah,
like,
right? Well, there's a little bit more here. Speaking to the outlet Monday, three current and former officials said the U.S. suspected the GRU was behind the attack and did not have a smoking gun to prove it. The intelligence community has not yet reached a consensus on the information, nor has it made a formal assessment. Officials have told lawmakers, the outlet reported, that they had intensified their investigation in recent weeks, zeroing in on the GRU's possible involvement. Late last month, Pentagon officials briefed lawmakers with the necessary security clearances on the suspected attacks, at the time reported to be against U.S. troops and opposed to government employees. Oh, okay, so they're actually reporting that they're starting to, U.S. troops are starting to get hit instead of just government employees.
All right.
Interesting. The briefing included intelligence about injuries to U.S. troops in Syria, specifically one incident that occurred in the war-torn country in fall of 2020. So these are happening more and more, and it's not just CIA. It's like maybe, I mean, that's like when I said, like, when they drop it, like, this is the new weapon.
Yeah.
It makes actual, it's pretty close to what could be a new kind of weapon. If I could just beam something at you and you like start retching right in front of me and
right.
you're like, you can't focus because, you know, you're dizzy and an instant migraine,
right.
you know, like, and if it's energy, you're not using a projectile. I'm like, boom, incapacitated, boom, incapacitated, boom, all of a sudden, like, or just a wave of incapacitation. You know, it's like
with no sign of what caused it.
Exactly. Like, people don't know what's going on. All
right.
of a sudden, like, you know, the entire troops are just like rolling around in agony on the ground. They're not going to be able to aim and shoot,
right?
You know, or man the drones or whatever, you know, warfare is turning into. But if they can do that and then everyone's just incapacitated, what are you going to do? Yeah. So who knows? It's pretty crazy. I mean, we're seeing all sorts of things about energy beams. Like last year, the fires in California, there were rumors about and pictures that I saw. They're like, look, see this beam of light? And then all of a sudden there's fires. It's like, you know, I had space experts that were saying that they want to have solar arrays that can beam energy down and that they have the technology to actually do that. And I was like, why are we using that then? Like, it's pretty important. And they're like, well, it could be easily turned into a weapon. I'm like,
I feel like that's half of it. Oh,
that makes sense.
Like the stuff.
Yeah, like if it's, you know, you turn it into raw energy and it's they're going to be above cities. So if it's turned into an energy beam that actually hurts, then the city blows up. And it's like, oh, you know, get power from the sun, from a geosynchronous orbit, or have like a death ray.
Right.
You know, that they claim. Now, keep in mind, this is a conspiracy theory that the fires were being you know, lit by a beam from outer space.
Well, all right.
Obviously from some sort of military satellite or something along the lines. Hasn't been proven, but these energy weapons, it feels like that's the kind of warfare that would be the next generation. Zero projectile.
Right.
You know? You have no idea what's happening. All of a sudden, you're just like, I'm puking. Why am I puking? Why do I have a headache? It's pretty scary.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary. Yeah, EMP-proof androids, Dan says. It's like, think about what an EMP would do, though. It would basically zonk all of that out. But you got to know where it is and what it's, if it's, I don't know, what it is, basically.
Right.
Yeah, what it is and where it is. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. So, I don't know. I don't know much, anything more than this, like, this report that they're just kind of saying, hey, this is happening. We don't know what it is. Maybe we'll know one day. frightening.
Very.
Yeah. All right. Let's check this out. This is a cool article I found. It's about a find in California, and it's one of the largest finds of ancient fossils since the 40s. I think 1947, it says, was the last very large California fossil find. I was looking at the bones of great beasts, astounding discovery made in California Valley. It started with a petrified tree, half buried in the mud in the Mokelum River watershed in the Sierra Nevada's foothills. The site intrigued Greg Franchek, a ranger in East Bay Municipal Utility District, as he was walking the valley last summer. He inspected further, and what he discovered led to one of the most significant fossil discoveries in California history. And this is a quote from him. I looked around the area further and found a second tree, and then a third, and so on. After finding dozens of trees, I realized what I was looking at was the remains of a petrified forest. Petrified wood comes from trees that were buried in the fine-grained sediments of deltas, floodplains, or volcanic ash beds, and turned to stone over millions of years. After 3 weeks of surveying the site, Franchek made an even more curious discovery. Quote, I located the first vertebrae fossils, and what I didn't comprehend at the time was the amazing fact that I was looking at the bones of great beasts that had roamed this landscape millions of years ago. Franchek reached out to experts in paleontology and geology from across the country to come and inspect the bones, and they're still there today making historic finds. These great beasts include mastodons, which are elephant-like creatures with unique teeth. The name means nipple tooth.
Nice. It was my nickname in high school.
I knew you were going to say that. Gompathers. Let's go with Gompathers. Ancestral elephants. But with four tusks, which I believe is here. Yep. Well, this is, says right. It's of a mastodon, but I think this is more of the Gompathers. And then, incredibly, 400-pound salmon with spiked teeth, among others, still to be identified. They even found camel fossils. The bones are thought to be from the Miocene era, around 10 million years ago. The site, the Mokelum River watershed, is where some 1.4 million Bay Area residents get their drinking water. EBMUD has owned and managed 28,000 acres of watershed land there for a century. The discovery is highly significant because of both the sheer number and diversity of specimens found. Few other fossil discoveries like this exist in California, said Dr. Russell Shapiro of the Chico State Department of Geological and Environmental Sciences in a statement. The bones paint a clearer picture of life 10 million years ago, when animals evolved from living in forests to grassland as the landscape changed. Mastodon remains were last found in California by the agency in 1947 during pipeline construction in the Contra Costa County. But the current trove of fossils is the largest and most diverse in the state's history. Since this is one of the more significant paleontological finds in California, researchers still have a lot of questions, like why are all these fossils in this location, how did they die, what happened, and when, researchers wrote. The study of the site may take years. So it's pretty cool, that last word, paleontological. There it is. Paleontological. Yes. Anyway, that's a fun word. Anyway, I was looking into like mastodons, and I was like, this is really amazing. Like, what is a mastodon versus a woolly mammoth?
Right.
You know, like, I thought it was woolly mammoths that were here, not mastodons. And I'm like, what is the difference? And I found a website that kind of basically just points out the difference between what is a mastodon and what is a mammoth. Because awesome. They're very similar. Despite the superficial resemblance, mastodons were distinct from mammoths. So a mastodon were shorter and stockier than mammoths, with shorter, straighter tusks. Mastodons were wood browsers, and their molars have pointed cones specifically adapted for eating woody browse. Mammoths were grazers. Their molars have flat surfaces for eating grass. So you can see this person's actually holding, this is a mastodon molar that, like, that's some serious pointy teeth versus the woolly mammoth molar. So you can see they were completely different teeth set, and their tusks were completely different. Now here on the left is a mastodon tusk, where here is a woolly mammoth. So woolly mammoths really had that like curved,
yeah,
hooking, you know, you think of saber a woolly mammoth look. Well, the saber tooth is down.
Oh yeah,
woolly mammoths are like the curve that kind of come up.
Yeah, yeah.
But mastodons are just like straight out.
That's wild.
So, yeah, so very distinct differences, yeah, there. I thought that was pretty cool. Recent evidence suggests that mastodon inhabited Beringia during a previously warmer episode or interglacial, when there were trees or shrubs, probably 75,000 greater or more than 75,000 years ago, along with Jefferson's giant ground sloth, giant beaver, western camel, which is probably what they found in California there, and even peccary, which are basically pigs, just it's like boars, ancient boars.
Right on.
Another species adapted to warmer woodland environments. Mastodons and woolly mammoths overlapped in Beringia during the early to mid Pleistocene, with mastodons thriving in the warmer interglacial periods and mammoth favoring the colder glacial epochs. Mammoths survived in eastern Beringia until at least 13,000 years ago, while the very last mammoths of Alaska appeared to have survived the Pribilof Islands until 6,000 to 8,000 years ago. The very last woolly mammoths lived in northern Siberia on Wrangel Island until about 4,000 years ago. Oh, that's cool.
That is.
That's way less than I thought. I thought it was like 10,000 years was the last woolly mammoth. But yeah, 4,000 years ago, that's pretty cool. And then here is more of an artistic drawing. You got the mastodons on the left, much more straight tusks, shorter. And then the woolly mammoths were much taller.
Kind of has a rhino feel to it.
This guy over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I could see that. A little more of like a rhino, because the shoulders.
Just the, like, build.
The back end here. Yeah, I see that. It's interesting. And then I took this out. This is the, so that 400-pound salmon. Dude, I found an article that kind of showed like what it would look like. And it turns out they use these teeth for fighting and to defend against anything trying to eat their eggs. So they didn't use it for eating. They were, yeah, they just ate plankton like salmon today. They just swim around eating plankton and stuff. But so they didn't use these teeth, which were about an inch long, which is pretty crazy to think of. I mean, a 400-pound fish with inch-long teeth could probably kill you.
Yeah.
Could probably rip you apart.
Right.
And I'm sure they did.
the teeth that were in my head were like some like that iteration of It where like his teeth are like coming out of the front of his face.
I've never actually seen It.
I haven't either. I have a I'm terrified of clowns. Why are you painted? You gotta paint your face to make kids smile? What are you doing? It's creepy.
I know what Pennywise looks like.
Okay,
but,
just picture like my fingers being teeth and like just like gnarly, like sticking up. That's what I would picture. Yeah.
Like the deep
But then
sea,
you were like, they the just have sea. Like inch teeth.
Well, and according
I'm
to,
not as scared.
According to these pictures, it's like they only had one on either side. Kind of like
sheep head.
Maybe like a little bit here.
You ever seen those?
Yeah. Exactly. So interesting stuff. All right, let's talk about Highlander.
Ooh.
How many people watched Highlander?
I did.
You did?
I did. Yeah.
I remember actually watching Highlander with my dad.
Ooh.
I remember he had it on and I was like, what is this awesomeness? Yeah. There can be only one. And I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome.
Right.
Very cool. You know, did you know that the first movie totally bombed? It like didn't do well in the box office and it became such a like a hit where everyone was like, why is this such why didn't do this do good? Like, it's amazing. And they're like, you know what? Let's bring him back for a second.
So smart.
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Was it Christopher Lambert? I think was his name. Hold on.
I'm awful with names.
Dang, I don't remember if that's who his name was.
It sounds right. You know what I mean?
Is it Christopher Lambert? Man, I'm going to be so mad at myself. Hold on. Highlander, IMDb. Let's just quickly. Highlander from 1986 it came. Christopher Lambert. Yes. Nailed it. I totally nailed it. Anyway, this movie came out in 1986, was awesome. I haven't seen it in a long time. In fact, I don't even really remember the movie.
I don't remember a ton of it. I was young when I saw it, but I do remember it being like, why is everyone not talking about this?
Right. Okay, so I'm excited for a few reasons. Okay. Did you like The Witcher?
I didn't see it. I'm not even going to say...
Okay. On Netflix, The Witcher?
Yeah.
Did you ever play any of the games?
I played some of it, yeah.
Okay. Did you like the games?
I did. Yeah.
I just got Witcher 3.
Okay.
It's on like Uber sale right now, so nice. It's $10.
Cool.
And it's supposed to be one of the better games out there. And I really liked Cyberpunk, and CD Projekt Red made Witcher 3. I don't know if they made the rest, but they did make Witcher 3. So I'm going to get into it. I'm going to have a fun one. But they are... What was I talking about? No, I forget.
So with the CD Projekt Red.
Oh, Witcher. Okay. Yeah. So Witcher on Netflix was dope.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
I never played the Witcher games, and the series was cool and I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
The fight scenes was really sweet. And I learned that Henry Cavill was like playing Witcher. He was like playing the game, really digging in to try to like get his character, like to really learn the character and like be the Witcher.
Yeah.
And I've heard from people who have played the games, watched the series, that say he did a great job.
That's
like
awesome.
He really did embody the Witcher.
Yeah.
Enter Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill circling Highlander reboot for Lionsgate. Not only is he circling,
what?
He has confirmed.
Oh my gosh,
this is from his Instagram. This is Henry Cavill. Very exciting news today. I've been a fan of Highlander since I was a lad, from the movies to in all of their 80s, Queen slathered glory to TV show with an actor who looked remarkably like one of my brothers, not being shy with swords, and having a director as talented as Chad Stahelski at the helm. This is an opportunity like no other. Deep diving into franchise storytelling with all the tools at our disposal is going to make this an adventure I and hopefully all of you shall never forget. As you can see from the swipe, I've lately been dipping into some of my Scottish heritage and inadvertently getting my baseline research underway. And he's got those bloody kilts. He's got a bunch of different Scottish lore that he's now learning. This dude is digging in like he was digging into The Witcher. So it's unconfirmed who he's going to play, but what he said there, Chad Stahelski, I don't know if you know who that is. That is who directed John Wick.
No, it's, oh my gosh, dude. This is like, excite.
So the new Highlander movie is going to be directed by the guy who directed John Wick, with Henry Cavill they don't, it's not confirmed who he's going to play.
Right, but still, the fact that he's in it, right.
Who cares?
Right.
If he's the bad guy, dope. If he's the main character, dope.
I'm saying.
He's going to be one of those two.
Right.
Come on.
I'm fine, even if he's the guy that, like, scrapes the horseshoes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's awesome.
What's going on today, master?
Yeah.
So let's see here. We got, there's a line. This is from Bounding Into Comics. All right. And there's going to be more that I'm reading here because he's basically just calling, reading what Henry wrote on his Instagram. Here he goes. This is from Stilinski. All right. He gave an update on the film, which has been in development as far back as 2016, back in June 2020. He stated, "We're in heavy development mode on Highlander. Tweaking the scripts, writing, conceptualizing sequences, how we're going to do everything. We probably have a lot more in-person kind of things, but it hasn't slowed down in our development process at all." Previously in 2017, he stated, "Ratings are second to what we're going to do."
Dude.
Okay. First,
preach.
That right there.
Yeah.
Ratings, whatever. We're going to do something cool.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
Excitement is building.
I'm saying.
I don't like to expect.
Yeah, okay. All right,
when you expect, you get disappointed.
Yeah.
And that's on you or me, you know, but hold on. I'm not done. At least that's what's in my head. It's going to fall on a line for sure. He added, "We want to design it what we think is aesthetically cool. And so far, I've met no resistance. They're like, look, whatever you did with John Wick with the gun stuff, we want you to try to do with the sword stuff. We want you to make something cool and something unique, and something that's going to make the audience say, wow, I haven't seen that before."
I'm so pumped.
So, John Wick was awesome.
Amazing. Amazing.
It was awesome. Who liked John Wick? And if you didn't, why not?
Yeah.
Why? John Wick was awesome.
You probably saw a bootleg if you didn't like it.
Yeah. John Wick. It's like, no, it's John Wick. You got to see the one with Keanu Reeves in it. Anyway, very good. I really liked it, so I'm really excited to see what they do with this, because he's basically saying, like, they're not holding us back. We're not doing it for ratings. We're doing it to be something cool, something awesome, something hasn't been seen before. Henry Cavill, he goes above and beyond to be a character.
Yeah.
He's proven it. I think he was an amazing Superman.
Yeah, I was a huge fan.
He was Superman.
Yeah.
He did a great job.
Right.
He definitely, like, brought it.
Right.
All right? And then he was The Witcher. He was very cool. And I'm more excited now to play the game because I've seen the show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the show is pretty dope. Like, I kind of want to play the game now.
Right.
And then it was on sale. So I think it was yesterday I picked up.
There you go.
Or no, it was 2 days ago. 2 days ago. The day before you got here.
Nice.
And so I'm very excited about this. And yeah, I'm hyped. So let's see. Just to give you guys a little bit more. Where is it? So Cavill's role is unclear, but he will be one of the two leads in the film, so we know that. All right? The original film starring Christopher Lambert as Connor MacLeod and a Scottish warrior born in the 16th century who learns he is an immortal after he dies in battle only to come back to life, and Sean Connery as Connor's mentor, an Egyptian improbably named Juan Sanchez Villalobos Ramirez. Although he was born with the name Takne, Juan teaches Connor that he is one of the small handful of humans who are born with what is called the quickening, which allows them to live forever, unless they are beheaded. Centuries later, in present-day New York, Connor faces off against Kurgan, another immortal who is bent on beheading all immortals, therefore becoming the most powerful being on Earth. When the film first opened, it was a flop, grossing just $5.9 million domestically, but it was so popular on home video that Lambert and Connery starred in a sequel in 1991. The franchise expanded from there. A reboot has been in various stages in development for over a decade. Directors including Justin Lin, Juan Carlos, Franz Nadillo, and stars including Ryan Reynolds, David Bautista, have all been attached to various points. Cavill, meanwhile, has been busy shooting season 2 of The Witcher for Netflix, and he recently signed up to play Sherlock Holmes again, opposite of Millie Bobby Brown's titular performance in Enola Holmes 2. His days playing Superman, however, appear to be over, which is kind of sad, I think. With Warner Brothers rebooting the franchise with producer J.J. Abrams and screenwriter Ta-Nehisi Coates, which is a whole nother dramatic thing that they're going to change the race of Superman. I don't know if you've heard about this.
I haven't, but yeah, I'm not surprised.
That's a whole new thing, you know, inclusivity and all that whatnot.
Let's do all the firsts together.
Let's get all the firsts. I like what you said yesterday. You said, so he said on the show yesterday, he's like, can we just do all of the firsts and get them out of the way? First, like Kamala, first female vice president. It's like, okay, let's literally do all of the firsts. Let's have a year of, let's have everyone be the first of everything so that we can just be done with that. Okay.
Right.
All the firsts have been done. No one's special by being first anymore. Let's just, now let's return to meritocracy and who's the best at the job. Henry Cavill was an incredible Superman. I think he's the best for the job.
Period. He was awesome. He is awesome.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like I'm two minds of whether or not the you keep like Iron Man.
Yeah.
Like you keep the same person throughout the whole thing.
I thought it was great.
Part of me loves that.
Yeah.
And then part of me is like, well, it is really cool. It's been really cool since our childhood.
Yeah.
To see Batman become half a dozen different people.
That's true.
So do you do, it really breaks down to, do you do 007?
Interesting.
Casting? Or do you do,
well,
Highlander casting?
They used all white guys for Bruce Wayne. Is that racist? Or is that following true to the character? This is an honest question.
It would be following true to a timeline.
How so?
Because there are different Batmans. So like there are different like realms of.
Okay, so like the Miles Morales Spider-Man.
Correct.
Which actually makes sense in the Spider-Verse because there is multiple dimensions of different. Like do you see Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
Great movie.
Amazing, yeah.
Awesome movie. Like, I thought it was really well made and explained, like, why it was a different Spider-Man. It was dope.
Yeah.
Like, and he made a dope Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if they do it in that way, like, I could see it making sense. But Batman, it's not like they're saying, like, Bizarro Batman. Like, there's a Bizarro Superman.
But they didn't say Bizarro when they did Superman. They just did Miles Morales.
Right. But it made sense of the story.
For sure.
Right, in the lore of Spider-Man.
That's what I'm saying. There are lores out there. There's a million, as many as there are for Superman, there are those for Batman. There are, because they're the height of the,
right.
Like the guys on the top have been written about forever. So there's a million different versions.
Right. All right. Well, fun. I'm looking forward to Highlander. I think it's going to be sweet. I'm really excited because Henry Cavill goes above and beyond to try to be the character that he is. And John Wick was awesome. So I think they're going to make some freaking magic together.
Heck yeah.
It's pretty excited. All right, let's get into some super chats. Thank you all for tuning in today. If you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe below. It really definitely helps my channel grow and share my videos. And if you haven't smashed the like button, please smash it. Just simply put. Have you ever smashed a like button?
I have. My first time hearing you.
First time hearing you smash it. All right, cool. So we're gonna read some of these here super chats. What are you drinking? Is that Surge?
It is.
Have you guys ever had Surge?
Surge.
When was the last time you had Surge before yesterday?
At least 2 or 3 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay, not that.
But then before then, it had been like a decade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you like found it. You're like,
I had one
Surge!
A couple years ago.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, Tim ordered like a lot. I don't even know. It's pretty insane. Let's see here. Robert Weil says, my niece is in the room waiting for you to start your singing. She loves to dance to it, and may you have a long and happy life. Be blessed, Adam. You in chat. If you can check what I said in locals, thank you. I finally was able to get back into locals today. Haven't checked it. I got a buddy in town. We've been hanging out, enjoying his company. I prefer his company over the internet.
Right on, man. Cheers.
Preferable. We weren't twitching. I'm not going to twitch tonight either. I'll be back on that next week. And so just let everybody know.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. Sectus Gaming says, Friday Night Jam hype. Are we going to get another epic crossover event like last week? Much love either way. I don't know. I'm not sure. That's when Nishra came in and joined in
nice.
For a little bit. Yeah, it was fun.
We're Who shit, knows? I saw
you
her.
Never know what will happen. Sejong says, go to the Liberty Daily ASAP, Adam. You were robbed. What does that mean, Sejong? I don't know what Liberty Daily is. Daily. How was I? What does this mean? I was robbed. All right, I'll check it out after the fact. I don't know what that means. So, oh my goodness. If that is true, that deserves its own segment. Wow. Just to show you what, you can just read this headline. It's basically about the election that I'm not going to start talking about now because it is a whole lot of stuff.
If that's true.
Wow. Wowzers. Okay. Yeah, I have been paying attention to that, though. Robert Wilde says, I hope this makes you laugh. I used to have sword fights with my fake leg with other folks that had fake legs. I told you I was twisted.
That is awesome.
Be blessed, Adam. Twisted. No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Were you guys basically doing the Highlander thing? There can only be one leg. Wait.
It's see what if I you think about it, it's the one weapon that your parents really can't. What are your parents gonna do? Take your leg away?
That's true.
So you can do whatever.
Stop playing swords with your legs. You're gonna hurt yourself. Remember what you did to Uncle Ralph? I don't know who Uncle Ralph is.
Feel bad for him.
The Magnum Express says Fern could be a member of Oakley Doakley.
Oakley Doakley.
Oakley Doakley, neighbor. Geoff at Large says, happy birthday tomorrow, Beemons. Beemons, is it your birthday tomorrow? Ho snaps, look at this UFO.
Uh-oh.
I have to fix it because it's Beemons' birthday tomorrow, so I got to spin it. Hold on. You can do it. Come on. Believe it at Newport. Where you at? You got to, like, find the right spot. Oh, my gosh.
You got it.
I got this. Stop. No, stop fighting it.
It's such an aggressive
Stop magnet. Fighting it, Newport. Shut up and take it. All right. Would you like to spin it for Beemons?
You spin it.
I'm going
to
spin it.
Because you won that, so I want you to spin it as well.
All right.
You won the battle.
You take it. Oh, it was like, no! What just happened? All right, for those who aren't watching and are just listening, the Newport is fighting me right now, trying to show me who's boss. And apparently, it is the boss. My gosh, would you just relax? Come on. I've done this so many times. Oh my goodness. Yo, this is incredibly difficult to do. Okay, could you relax and let me spin you? Goodness sakes. No touchy.
I'm not touching it.
Beemons.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Beemons. Thank you so much for all of your support. I always see you in chat. Thank you so much, man. And happy birthday. Let me get some happy birthdays in chat for Beemons. Tag him. Say happy birthday. I mean, it's tomorrow, but who cares? And if you are a member, spin the UFO. You can actually spam the UFO. I see a couple people spamming the UFO emote. Please do. You can actually spin this exact UFO. I have the emote of this UFO. I just spammed it in chat myself. Very, very excited about it. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My goodness, where are we here? Robert Wilde says, happy birthday, Beemons. May you be blessed and have many more now incoming. Duck, fake leg, coming in for a landing. Be blessed, Adam, and Fern.
Well,
technically, it's Fern. There's no K. So
all right. Well, that's my
not
sister.
You.
It's my sister, Fern.
Your sister, Fern. DJ Cogdell says, I'm just wondering if you watched any of the things I've been posting in your locals by Scott Horton, Ryan Dawson, and others. DJ, I have not been able to sign into my locals for like a week. I was just able to sign in today, and I have been preoccupied. I'll be honest, I barely scraped together segments for today because I was just like hanging out, and we were playing poker last night. It was just kind of like, I've been distracted. I haven't, so sorry, but I will. I got to get into my locals. I was able to today, so I will eventually, probably Monday, because he's hanging out for the weekend. My brother's in kind of nearby town. I'm gonna go hang out with him tomorrow, so it's pretty fun. Digi says, in the time it took for you to read this, several people took the red pill and literally no one went from red-pilled back to insanity. Do the math. I love people being red-pilled. People need to do their own research. People need to be aware of their surroundings and the reality of life. Too many people shove their heads in the sand, and that's an issue. We can't. Someone, in fact, told me the other day, they unfollowed me because I shove Biden in their face. And I was like,
what?
You know he's the president, right? You know he's making decisions that affect the world that I disagree with, that I'm critiquing. They're like, well, I unsubbed because you keep shoving that disgusting man in our face. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to critique him because I pay attention. It's once you're red-pilled, you can't go back to the insanity. I don't know if that's actually true because that person clearly was aware of Biden but chose to bury their head in the sand.
Mm.
So it exists, but not for this guy. Not for this guy. Harrison Gray says, love the original Highlander with its Queen soundtrack. Cheesy movie goodness. Cannot say I'm a big fan of all those remakes happening these days. Exactly why I was a little hesitant when I heard about a reboot of Highlander. I'm like, no, like, even though the it's like the 80s cheesy movie, it's like, it's still glorious in a way. You know, they don't do, like, when was the last time you saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original? Like the dark and gritty one, the first one.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's like my favorite movie.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Like,
and that's why I haven't watched it.
I want one of those outfits that they wore because they're so good.
There's a girl that has one.
Really?
Yeah, she's on like a Dr. Phil thing. She's like all into the thing and she like lives with her parents and she spent all her money on it. Yeah, but it's a cool suit.
It looks dope. Yeah. It looks dope. But I mean, that's how they used to do it. Now it's CGI everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, cool. There's something about non-CGI stuff like that. They just don't do it anymore. Shanjack says, check out the LIPC, laser-induced plasma channel. Pulsed UV laser ionizes air to conduct high voltage. Can tetanize and disable vehicles from a distance. Wow. Yeah, that's probably in line with what they were talking about, how they can take out drones in the air.
Right.
I'm assuming it's something along those lines.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see here. Wanderer says, dropped a link in Discord about U.S. Navy development of laser weapons, rail guns, and some other things. Not sure of the source's credibility, but might be worth looking into. Right on, right on.
Yep. I do remember hearing about the rail guns.
The rail guns?
Yeah, like a couple years ago, I feel like.
Interesting, interesting. Sectus Gaming says, giants are real. Ancient ET visitations are real. Whenever disclosure finally happens, we will have to rewrite history. Namaste. Yeah, interesting. I mean, I love the idea of ancient ET visitations because back, like, there's hieroglyphs of spacecraft.
Right.
And men who seem to be wearing spacesuits in hieroglyphs from on ancient like walls. Like, it's, what does it mean? Like, what do you think they were referencing? They wrote things in picture form. What could that picture mean?
Right.
Other than that's a spacecraft, you know, visiting. I don't know. We'll see. And I agree. Once it finally happens, when we finally understand and learn it all, you know, we'll have to rewrite history. Yep. It's pretty crazy. Alpha Zero Omega says Queen did the soundtrack to Highlander called A Kind of Magic. They also did the soundtrack for Flash Gordon, another highly underrated film. You know, I've seen Flash Gordon.
Flash, savior of the universe.
It's actually really good. I don't remember the Highlander soundtrack, though.
I don't.
And I can't recall, like, what Queen song it is. But I'm absolutely going to go check it out after the show to be like, which one is it? Because I gots to know.
Are they
not
saying they did the whole thing?
What's up?
I think they're saying they did like the score for the movie. It made it sound.
Yeah, I think they did.
Oh, okay.
I think they did. All right, let's see. Jared says, this is for Frank to get some Krigler coffee. We have to keep that sultry stash hydrated properly. Oh,
that's how it goes.
Sultry.
Sultry stash.
Sultry stash. I like it. The Frank stash.
Well, cheers.
Secta says, giants are real. Oh, I already read that one, but little extra kick. Turk Longwell says, freedom! Thanks for the support from chat. Yeah, Turk. Although, in our defense, you were spamming the same thing that the spammer was spamming. So,
which I found hilarious, kinda, and I talked about, but it's funny, still, like, you can't.
I mean, I've already had to block a few of them just now, literally right now, and I've heard that it's not just my channel. There's another channel that's in the house that is being bombarded with these people. So there's something up with, I don't know, I have no idea. I think it has something to do with maybe the IP address of this house that's being hit by it, but it's a problem that they're dealing with, and now for some reason I'm dealing with it also. So yeah, don't click on any of these. Don't go to the whatever website that this is. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I keep hitting them when they come. There's at least 20 of them that we've seen. So yeah, I ban them when I see them, guys. And you know, there's so many of them that we have no idea. They're the same name. Yeah. But we'll get them. We get them when we can. Let's see here. Donald T says, smash the like button. Do it. Do it. Smash it. Smash that like button. Don't you love it? I feel like I've finally made it once I have actual bots attacking my chat.
I was thinking.
Don't ruin my chat. It's the best chat in all of YouTube. You guys know it. It is the best chat in all of YouTube. I will say it again, and I will say it again. Jonathan Duger says, Alabama legalized medicinal marijuana earlier this week. Our governor is being to learn how to not be a jellyfish. Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good. That's good to know. Daniel says, how was that Octomore last night, fellas? Oh. Speaking of Octomore, why not we pull it out? It was delicious. Delicious. Hold on. Let me ban this freaking bot again. I am getting hit with the bots, yo.
I did not have any of it. While he's taking care of that, I had none of it because that
You were drinking the pappy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were drinking that pappiness.
That is, I don't know.
Smoking. There we go. Yeah, it is. It's super duper duper smoky. I really, really enjoyed it. Maybe I should use your Frank glass that you got me.
You don't have to.
So this guy comes in, he goes, check this out.
Yeah, man.
I got you a little Glencairn that actually, you know, it's a insulated Glencairn bottle. So if you don't know what a Glencairn is, this is a Glencairn. It's basically a style of whiskey glass. That this is essentially the same thing, but I'm officially in the Frank family.
There you go.
I didn't need to be told.
Yeah, no.
It's almost insulting that right. You had to tell me that I was in the family. I just assumed.
I know your memory.
I was in the family, so. But now I've got this officially. No, I'm not going to use it. I like it there. It's, you can see it, you know, behind me.
There you go.
That I'm in the Frank family, you know.
There you go.
But I am going to have a little of this Octomore because it is jam night. I will be jamming some music soon. You know how I do. Would you like a little pappy, sir?
Yeah, do you have, where's my...
Where's your Krigler?
I think mine's out there.
Krigler whiskey.
I'm going to grab that real quick. Do I go under both of these?
It doesn't matter. Just walk right on through. We're so professional here. Let's see. Joshua says, say no to the Fauci ouchie. That's hilarious. I've never heard that said that way, but that is pretty funny. Carnell says, hey fellas, sup chat, just dropping in for a super chat. It's Friday. Break out the whiskey, smash it, spin it, jam it, play that funky music. White boy. Can you guys hear him? I don't know if they can hear you, but.
That's fine. This is just how I live.
Get you some of this here pappy. You like the pappy, right?
Pappy's good.
Pappy's. It is quite delicious.
And it is not in my collection, I'll tell you that. So I will happily have some pappy.
The Van Winkle Reserve. For you, sir.
Savvy.
Cheers, matey.
Cheers.
Good to see you.
Likewise.
Friday Night Jams. Oh, that's so good. All right, so speaking of Krigler and Krigler whiskey... I just found the best label I've ever seen.
So good.
And it just got here in the mail today. So check this out. This is the cleanest.
Be careful on the side of it. I just noticed.
I know. It's coming up a little bit. So the label's not in good shape. It's coming up a little bit, but
no, the label's in great shape. I mean, how old is it?
All right, so this is the cleanest. There we go. It's a good. The lighting is good. Woodland Sour Mash Whiskey, Krigler and Krigler Distillers, Covington, Kentucky, USA. Now between this, I have about six of these now. These old bottles. They're about 130 years, 120 years old. I don't think this is the original cork. That would be insane if it was. I mean, it could be. Who knows? But between all of my different bottles, so I have one behind me here. I'm probably going to replace it with this one because this has the full label. Very excited that I got this. So, yeah, I found that. I'll put that. I just want to. I'll put it in this safe spot there. Anyway, very excited about that. Found that on the internet. All right, where was I? Oh, I didn't spin it for Carnell. Please let me do that for you, bud. Gots to spin it.
Put that over there.
Okay. You're like, let's not risk that. All right. Leonardo says, great show today, guys. Here's for your next box of ammo. Spin that UFO and roll us a four. Would you like to roll?
Ooh.
Roll it. Don't say the number, and I'll spin it.
Four is my number, though. I don't even know what I'm going to do.
All right. The number has been rolled, everybody. The number has been rolled. Okay, I got the number. Yeah, they might be able to see it from that angle.
Yeah, I covered it.
That's good. Okay, cool. So I got the number. Good luck. Have fun.
And roll responsibly.
Potato says, too many emus, not enough Aussies. Isn't the great emu thing the emu war? Wasn't that a thing in the emus won against the humans? I don't know much about it. I've just heard about this.
I have known nothing about that, but now I want to know everything about it.
Australian legend or something, right? The great emu war or something.
Wow.
Let's see here. Sunlit Ocean. Congratulations. It is 10. You won absolutely nothing. Enjoy it. And I just, that's it. That's the end. And that's the game.
And see.
Craig Matta says, my brother definitely has his head in the sand. He's coming to Texas next month. I'm going to make him watch your show with me. Roll a 13. Awesome. And we'll try to roll a 13. It's not a 13. Sorry. And also, hey, what's up, Mom? How you doing? Also, there's so many numbers coming in from the previous roll. I don't know what the guess is for.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go from this point forward. All right. Anyway, let's just see here. Jonathan says, Mau Mau Ivy is ended unemployment beginning next month for most people here. Oh, that's great to know. Bobby McFly, it is 17. Congratulations.
Good job, McFly.
That was like one of the first guests since I was like, I'm going to cut it here.
Yeah.
And then it was like 17. And I'm like, nice. All right, well, that was it. Congratulations. You won absolutely nothing. Enjoy it and save it up for something nice. Sejong the Great says, the Navy has posted videos of the tests of both the lasers and the railguns. The railgun is both amazing and terrifying. Yeah, especially when they bring it into space and they have it in orbit and can position it anywhere and target anything. And that's if they're the good guys.
Right.
That's terrifying. Imagine if it was the bad guys or was hacked by, I mean, one of our key pipelines, you know, the lifeline of our country right now was hacked, supposedly hacked, because what? I'm hearing rumors that it couldn't have been hacked and that it actually wasn't and they were owed money and they did it to spike the gas prices. Conspiracies. YouTube. Oh, this camera. Yeah. I'm being informed by myself that this is the camera that I should look into. let's see here. Martin says, let's start making some Jedi-style robes with copper fibers to protect ourselves from Chinese swarm energy weapons and Amazon bot networks head to toe. It's kind of a cool idea. Like, I would rock some Jedi robes.
I'm 100% in. I already have one at the house.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Like, no joke, I want two lightsabers.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Darth Plagueis' lightsaber?
Okay, I've looked through like an encyclopedia of them, I'm sure I've seen it. I can't think of it.
So it's very unique. Okay. It's a pole staff with a lightsaber at the end of it.
What?
So like the range on that is insane. Yeah, the thing looks amazing. I was like, that's kind of what I would want. It's like a walking staff with a lightsaber at the end.
Maybe Chad will tell us. What is the weapon with its like a sword on a chain?
a sword on a chain.
It's like a blade that's on a chain so that you can like use the blades and then you can also like whip them out.
Like nunchucks, but one of it's a blade.
And the chain is longer.
Oh, geez.
So I want that with a lightsaber. Interesting. If we're talking about what lightsabers
That's crazy.
Are. That'd be dope.
Like a kunai saber.
Yeah, I mean, I'd die before I mastered it. You know what I mean? But
well, hopefully
you don't turn
use
it on.
The force and use a dummy before to get good with it before you... You know, upgrade to the right. Kyber crystal version. Anyway, where were we at? Let's see here. Xylox Dragon said, I will gladly pay you Tuesday for some red pills today. Spin Newport. I will spin Newport for you. And, you know, I keep trying to send them into the air. I guess I kind of do that electronically over the webs.
Ooh.
Daily. Dropping red pills. Although I try to just do, I want to be more of a white pillar, which is just like happy. Like, you get happy. No.
You can't say that no. color.
Oh, my gosh. Everything is racist nowadays.
And to Peppy.
Johan says, you should do a segment on the AMC squeeze. Diamond hands. Yeah, maybe. Brandon says, Adam, please check out Rob Braxman's newest video about big tech botnets. Hmm. Yeah, botnets are a thing. Someone actually claimed that I was... some sort of Chinese botnet.
Oh.
And I was running it through Arizona, like an Arizona bot farm or something. And I'm like, what's a botnet?
Straight up, dude.
Like, I now know what it is because someone said it and I was like, well, what the heck is a botnet? Like, yeah. I don't even know what that
Wait,
means.
Wait, what am I?
What am I supposed to be doing? Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. Harrison Gray said they spammed Soy Jesus because he told them the truth. Is that the bots that you guys are talking about? The botnets that have been attacking? Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I did hear that they are they were being bombarded also with similar faction. So, are you a deep fake? Maybe. Am I a deep fake? You know, who knows? Are you a deep fake? Wait. No. Yes.
No.
No. Which no. part do we say out loud?
Right.
Shit. I meant
Back when I was a human.
Oh, that is so good.
That's what.
That's good whiskey, man.
That's what I'm saying. Every time I take a sip of this, I'm like,
"Thank you."
Oh, it's magic.
Yeah, the Pappy's delicious.
It's wonderful.
And and whiskey tastes better when you're gifted it. It's like food. When someone makes you food, it's like this is good food,
right?
And it's like you made the same thing the day before, but it tastes better because someone made it for you. So when people buy you whiskey, that Pappy, this Octomore, very good, very good. Robert Wilde says, Adam, the name of the song is Who Wants to Live Forever from the Highlander movie. Be blessed. I told you I'm bad with names. I knew how to spell his name. Oh, dude, I was just messing with you. No, yeah. Robert, that was more being sassy towards him than sassing towards you. Any chance I get to be sassy towards this guy,
for sure.
I'm like, yes, I got a chance.
Yeah.
If I mess up any words, he's like, what was that word?
Yeah,
wow.
Well.
Yeah, you do.
We watch the show.
I mess up names all the time.
We all watch the show.
Shut up.
I'm kidding. You're brilliant with it, in all honesty, because I think that I speak well.
Yeah.
And then the articles I read, I'll be like, and skip it. Like,
skip
I just
the word.
Like,
and I'm like, must say the word.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. Oh, my gosh. Mr. Squiggle says there's currently a lawsuit at the Supreme Court challenging New Jersey's May issue carry law. New Jersey has until June 16th to respond. Can't wait. Wow. Yeah, New Jersey and gun laws were, because I was living there when Crowder was trying to send Tim a gun, who I guess he got the gun, I saw online somewhere. So he finally got it over a year later, but it's because of the New Jersey laws that it had to be altered to, like, adhere to New Jersey law, state gun law and something, so he couldn't actually just get the, I don't know what.
Meanwhile, in Florida.
Meanwhile.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people are just like, here you go.
Yeah. There is a state that's trying to do, like, a no permit, just, you can just purchase guns or whatever, and it's like, it's a little nuts.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like, you know, if you have a history of shooting people, maybe.
Was it you who was talking about... What country? There's a country that everyone has to have a gun.
Has to have a gun.
Yeah, and there's like no, or is it a state that's some, or a, like a city that?
It sounds familiar, but I can't recall.
I can't recall the story either, but it's some body of people where they were all like, it's like you have to have a gun in your house.
Interesting.
And I mean, regardless, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's interesting.
It's interesting.
Regardless.
Regardless.
Yeah. I meant to say interesting before the last regardless. See, you can make fun of me for that.
Regardless. It's interesting.
Schlurber, schlurber.
Anyway, how are you guys doing? How was chat? I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend planned. All right. My mom just told me my Christmas present. That's cool. Thanks, Mom. I love it. She said, Adam, I will make you a Jedi robe for Christmas. Ooh. Absolutely okay with it. So everyone is spamming Switzerland.
Okay.
Is that true? In Switzerland, you have to have a gun? I've never heard of that. Someone says it's a Scandinavian country. Okay. I've seen, someone else said Finland. A couple people said Finland. Maybe it's Finland. I know it's not Sweden. I've actually looked at their gun laws. I'm curious. A lot of people are saying Switzerland. Multiple people saying Finland. It's either Finland or Switzerland, according to chat.
But regardless, I think it was...
Regardless, it's interesting.
Yeah, I've said that word 30 seconds. We need to get a ding, ding every time I say it. Regardless.
What were you saying anyway?
I had something.
Yeah, I know. I kind of like...
Say your last thing. What were you...
Regardless.
This guy.
What are we talking about?
This guy.
All right. It is jam night. So I'm going to be playing some tunes. What do you guys want to hear? What songs should I play? I think I'm going to play... So I played The Forge a little bit on Tuesday morning. Or not Tuesday morning. Tuesday at the beginning of the show. So the morning of the show.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. If the show's a full day. Morning of the
Thank
show.
Thank you. That's what I was alluding to. It worked in my brain. Anyway. Some people saying Georgia. The country Georgia. Interesting. Oh, maybe it's Kennesaw in Georgia, the state of Georgia?
Okay, that I think is what it actually
might be.
It's
a city in Georgia. That's what a bunch of people are now saying in chat.
There you go.
That maybe it's that. Interesting.
What I was going to say earlier is, I didn't say it.
I said interesting.
The words regardless.
Go on.
No, it was gun stuff. And then I'm like, I don't really want to have this conversation.
All right.
So,
well, then, all right. We don't have
we're
to.
We're Gucci.
Goodness. Yeah, the state. Kennesaw in Georgia. All right, we got Melancholy Hellhound, Green Tea. Okay, we got a couple song requests. Play The Last Stand. What is that? That's not one of my own songs. Abigail says, Walk With You. All right, we got a couple Subway song. All right, we got a couple things to hear. Play that unfinished Tim Pool song, Green Eyes. Yeah, no thanks.
What just happened? Like, what?
I'm just reading the songs.
I know, but like the fact that that popped in.
Like, ugh.
Someone's like, Africa by Toto.
I know that one.
Yeah. You're like, okay, yeah, I'll make an exception.
You know what? That's pretty cool. All right. Let's see. Gon says, one day I'll come over with my JP Majesty guitar and jam with y'all. P.S. I'm a Russian bot. Rah. Cheesy 80s cartoon bad guy scream. Ah, okay. Okay, cool. Ah. Is that more?
Perfect.
Is that better?
That was perfect.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was channeling my inner Skeletor.
Oh my gosh, I was going to say Skeletor.
Is that what you were
thinking?
Thank
you, yes.
I was going for Skeletor.
I'm a huge He-Man person, so yeah.
Nailed it. Let's see here. Martin says, do you think Joe Biden saw the Willie Brown... I can't read the rest of that. Willie Brown, Kamala, something about her and Willie Brown. I don't know if you know about what happened, but she was courting him and while he was married, while she was trying to be an up-and-coming person in status quo. That's hilarious. Evan says, can you play All Across the Watchtower? I can't play it, and even if I could, I wouldn't, because I play only my own stuff. A lot of people are saying Hellhound. All right, so I'll play Hellhound. That's great. I will play that. A lot of people are asking for Hellhound. All right, so I'll play that. Words in a Book is also Tim's song. That is not mine, even though I like my version more than his. Kyle says, Cooper's Mark is a great $20 whiskey. Have you ever tried that? Cooper's Mark?
Cooper's Mark.
I've never heard of that whiskey.
It's a knock of Maker's Mark. Not a knock, but like a similar mash bill, I think. Is it not?
Cooper's Mark whiskey. It's got a good look to it. I like the bottle. Looks like a quality looking bottle there.
Looks like a bottle of Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Mad Dog 2020.
Bourbon whiskey, small batch.
Nice.
Right on, right on. I'm not the biggest bourbon. You like bourbon.
I'm the bourbon guy.
You're the bourbon guy. I'm more the scotch guy.
Yeah.
Dude, I love me some scotch.
I'm trying to get into it.
Case in point. Drinking some scotch.
Case in point.
One of the rarest bourbons there is. It's a good look. It's
wonderful.
Is it wonderful?
It's wonderful.
I love that. I love that. All right, let's see. Robin says, play the Forge and your coffee is the bomb, just FYI. Well, thank you, Robin. I happen to agree. It is the bomb. I love it. KrieglerCoffee.com. Check it out. Delicious, delicious coffee. And I will play the Forge. Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about this earlier. In the morning of my show.
Yeah.
Because my show is morning hours. One right. Full day.
Yeah, 100%.
I was playing the Forge, but really slowly. Really, like, mellow.
Yeah.
Because I, like, freaking ruin my voice every time I, like, play the original, like, screamy version of it. But my friend Mark said, yo, I really liked that slow version. And I think I'm going to do that today. I'm going to do, like, a slow version of the Forge.
That'd be dope.
Just kind of, like, rock it out.
Yeah.
All right. So, on that note, I'm going to take the camera and play some of this here musica. All right.
I'm going to walk by you.
Yeah, you can walk by. You mean you're not going to sit here and watch me play? And hang on my every word? A little lower. It's like you're sitting there in the audience.
Yeah.
Like, why am I doing this? Oh, my goodness. Funny. Funny stuff. Ooh, the battery is dying on my tuner. Goodness sakes. Because I've left it on too many times.
You want me to get you one?
You no, I could still. Yeah. It's funny, this is basically my tuning song, because I can hear it when it's out. Ooh, Josh says you should do a hard version of Freely then. Interesting. That would be cool. You down for that?
I agree.
He's
that.
In the background. Fernk's in the background like, yes. Rock out free, like a metal Freely version. Yeah, that's cool. I like that. Lars and Rune, thank you for that little smiling fox. It's quite cute. I appreciate that. I'm going to start with the Forge.
You don't understand and place blame on anyone you can besides yourself. You should be ashamed, 'cause you're responsible on how you handle change. Hold yourself accountable. Define who you are. You define who you are. Welcome to the Forge. Are you the same? Are you different? Burnt on the flames of your existence. We all burn the same, there's no difference. We must learn to live with our decisions. Life, call it what you will, It's a blessing and a curse, pending how you feel. Are you afraid of what they think? Are you here to entertain? Don't you know who you are? Don't you know who you are? Welcome to the forge. Are you the same? Are you different? Burnt on the flames of your existence. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn to live with our decisions. All of them. Welcome to the Forge. That's a little different, isn't it? The Forge in reverse, Mazo. Fernst in the background. Cole says Africa Toto needs to happen. Shouldn't have said it. Dang it. Now I'm going to have to do it. My 200th episode, I will be playing covers. I'm not committing to the Toto thing right now.
He's committing.
It's a good song. No joke. That is really good stuff. Oh, thank you, Jason. Yeah, very different than the original version. A melancholy version. Yeah, it was kind of melancholy, isn't it? I wonder what like a rough version of Freely would sound like. How does Freely get like stronger? Because it's a pretty tough song at the moment.
You would have to turn the tempo up.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like for that part, I feel like you'd almost have to like.
Yeah. That's true. Like up the tempo. Yeah, interesting. Are me and Tim still making an LP? Was that a thing? I'm not aware of, but the answer is no. So, but I don't think we ever were going to make an LP. Unfortunately, that's a sad story right there. Maybe I'll make a song about it one day. All right, this is this song Freely is actually a song I wrote in September of last year after some things changed in my life. That's all I'll say. This is called Freely. Kind of goes with what I just was talking about. Life sucks sometimes, but when you realize it's not so bad, just move along. What choice do you have? You choose where your mind spends all its time. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out, oh, don't hold it inside. When you find a smile, naturally, that's the magic, don't forget it, it'll help you see. in the dark, in the night, when you're trying to find your way and you've lost your sight. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top up the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. Oh, goodness. Thank you all. Thank you all very much. Gilgamesh's War Cat says, your music and positive outlook has been great for this and last year. It's great to look forward to good company and a free concert every Friday. Thank you, War Cat. Thank you so much. I appreciate that a lot.
I'm raising a glass for that.
Cheers, mate.
Couldn't have been said better.
Hey, cheers, mate. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Mm. And cheers to all of you. Mm. Seriously, this has been a very... Man, how do I even put it? It's been a long year. A lot has happened in my life. A lot has changed. And one thing that has been very constant is you. You've been supporting me since the beginning of the show. It is 181 episodes. I can't believe it's been 181 episodes of my show. I can't believe it. Only 19 away to my 200th episode. We did a giveaway on my 200th episode. I absolutely am going to do some sort of giveaway on my 200th show. Very excited. Thank you all so much. You, each and every single one of you are the reason I keep doing my show. Thank you so much. You guys are helping me, charge into the future with a plan and with a purpose, and it feels fantastic. You guys appreciate me, and you make it nonstop, and cheers to all of you. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate all of you. Mm. I'm not crying. You're crying. I'm good. I'm not getting emotional.
Well, I don't want your money, I just want some wine. Yeah, give me some of your honey, I promise I'll take my time. Oh, welcome to the heartache. Oh, it always feels the same. Yeah, I find myself growing senseless, oh, to the pain. Yeah, you can stretch and crawl to figure it out, but in the end, it's just me. Your pity, and I don't want no lies. Yeah, life gets shitty. Oh, and then you die. Oh, welcome to the heartache. Try not to lose your way. Yeah, it's like trudging through the muddy waters without faith. Yeah, you can stretch and crawl till figure it out, but in the end, it's just me. Remind me, I'm alive. Yeah, I scratch and crawl, I'll figure it out. But in the end, it's just me.
Thank you all so much. That was Melancholy Hellhound. Gone says, Adam Demand 2024. Thank you very much. Robert Wilde says, look at me, Adam. I went from losing the ability to walk for 8 years and 6 months to me walking again. Now I'm on to my second fake leg, so you keep moving forward. Robert, just like you, I will continue to move forward. Thank you very much. And I'm thank you for all your support, sir. And I'm not going to stop. I'm just getting started. Gina Carano retweeted me yesterday, or two days ago, maybe, and I was super hyped. I was like, this is dope. Like, Gina Carano, like, she's super based and just, you know, it's awesome. And she retweeted me, and someone said, Adam, you've peaked. And I'm like, you think that's me peaking?
Right.
Bro, I am, like, just getting started. I am just getting started. And I'm not stopping for anything. So thank you all for being here to witness the part of it. Calm down, Newport. I'm not even dealing with that right now. Kasperia says, 19 episodes away from the cover music episode. Get your musics prepared. The next roll of the die is a 5. I guess my shout outs now. You want to roll it? You got it? See it? All right, we got Frank's rolling it right now. It's not a 5?
No.
All right. Okay, I see it, yeah, okay. It's not a 5, unfortunately, I'm sorry, it's not a 5. The Guy Fawkes song, all right, so that's Find Yourself. Joshua says, Guy Fawkes song, you're killing it. I do mention him in the song, but it's called Find Yourself. Yeah, I'll play that. It's not the same without Niche, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna play it anyway. GF Large says, happy birthday, Susie Q, in case I missed it Tuesday. Oh, is it your birthday on Tuesday, Susie Q? Happy early birthday, then. Oh, my gosh. I got all these numbers rolling in. Okay, I think I have a winner. Let me just check. There's no one else. Grape Hayes. Congratulations. It is 2. It was 2. I'm spinning the UFO for you. If you guys are members of the show, you can actually spin the UFO yourself. Very exciting. Go ahead and rock that out. All right, I'm going to play 2 more songs. What time do we got? Yeah, I'm going to play 2 more songs. This one is called Find Yourself. I wrote this 6 years ago now.
All the saints are calling all the masses. They want your soul, go. Pay all their taxes. Don't fear your belief of what you are inside. Hold it dear, it's the truth that they're trying to hide. Recognize the first stage of trouble. Open your eyes to disguise. Start searching deep in your soul, deep inside your soul. find yourself, 'cause no one else will find yourself. Salivatic little getaway, or are you on your knees swallowing the answers? Authorities see they don't take chances. Are we blind? It's a crime that we can't ignore. I think it's time we show them that we'll take no more. Recognize the first stage of trouble. Open your eyes to disguise. Start searching deep in your soul, deep inside your soul. And find yourself, 'cause no one else will find yourself. Unequivocally disobey. Help me, Forrest, let me seize the day. With a Guy Fawkes mask, true determination, anonymous bliss, who controls the nation? Are we blind? It's a crime that we can't ignore. We show them that we'll take no more. Recognize the first stage of trouble. Open your eyes to disguise. Start searching deep in your soul, deep inside your soul. And find yourself, 'cause no one else will find yourself. Recognize the first stage of trial. Open your eyes to the sun.
Thank you all. Thank you all so much. So much. I appreciate you guys. You guys are the best. And more. Montana Horseman says, happy birthday to Sousa Q. Sousa Q, thank you for tuning in. Let's get some fire, some UFOs spinning in the chat. And happy birthdays for Sousa Q. Happy birthday, Sousa Q. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. Turk Longwell says, how'd I say that before? I forget. But the most extreme, chillest, positive channel on YouTube. As per the Washington Post, I am the most extreme, one of the most extreme channels on YouTube. Even though I try to send out the most positive vibes I can, they clearly are just trying to reach out for any enemy they can find. Schlumpe, thank you for becoming a member. We got a new member in the channel. Bing, 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 bing. Thank you so much. You can now officially spin the actual UFO. Look, I see you did it already as I'm saying this right now. You are spamming the UFO. Congratulations. You can now spin it. Thank you all so much. Look, we got all these members in channel. You guys are the best. Look at this. Spamming that UFO. I love it. Jason is even smashing the like button himself. That is great. Thank you all so much. All right, we got one more super chat. Joshua says, well worth the money. Many thanks. Find yourself. Well, I just played it. Yes, right. Well, I just played that song for you. Excellent, excellent. I'm going to play, someone suggested this earlier, Walking With You. I'm going to play that. This is called Walking With You. I wrote this living in New York City about 4 years ago. And I was walking home with Nitra, and no joke, I've never, ever, I lived in New York for 12 years, never saw a cat. Maybe once or twice in a deli, okay, but that's it. Like the deli cat, like those are normal. That's the only time you would see it, but never in like the neighborhood, never walking around. For some reason, I never saw cats. But when I lived in Brooklyn, when we found this place with my old friend Ben, we all of a sudden saw cats everywhere. Now, this particular night, it's almost like they knew Nisha was coming by, and they were like, we just wanted to come by and say hi. And I got home, and I wrote this song. It just flew out of me. It's called Walking With You.
I took a walk tonight with my love, and all the cats are in the streets. Like us, they're trying to find a way home. Yeah, face life and land up on their feet. I'm talking about them little things, little things that make you sing and feel alright. A natural high inside, like a sunshine and rain, a fresh coffee to start my day. Well, I'm just glad I found my way home with you. I've been walking it so long, well now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long, well now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long, well now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long, well now I'm walking with you. Sun sets along the colonnade. All good dogs in bed are on their way. Like us, they're trying to find a peace of mind. Yeah, face life and its insanities. I'm talking about them little things, little things that make you sing and feel alright. A natural high inside, like sunshine and rain, fresh coffee to start my day. Well, I'm just glad I found my way home with you. I've been walking it so long, well, now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long, well, now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long, well, now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long, well, now I'm walking with you. From the start, a connection from the stars. I've been walking it so long, now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long, I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long.
That's fun. All right. Well, thank you all very much for tuning in. That was Friday Night Jams. Fernk, thank you for joining me, man. I don't know actually where he's at. That's fine, though. Most importantly, thank you all. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend planned. I won't be twitching tonight. I didn't last night. I've been hanging out, chilling, you know, with my good old buddy Fernk. He's the best. And thank you all for tuning in. I'll be back, of course, Monday, 6:30 Eastern Time here on The Krigler Show. Thank you all. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll see you next time.
Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show, coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.